This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And both of those are great websites. You can find wonderful companies that we have checked out. Make sure we are bringing you the very, very best. Well, the very best, in our opinion, is with us today as well. Mr. Kyle O'Dell from O'Dell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. You can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. On Sundays, Kyle and I were just talking. You can catch him on NBC here locally. And Kyle does a segment there each week on retirement planning and all the different subjects that go in with that. And with that, we'll welcome Kyle. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Good to see you.
You too.
Again, O'Dell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship, and check out their website, owrsfirm.com. The number for a free consultation is 303-780-7350 with Kyle. And we're going to talk a little bit of something we've talked about a little bit over the last couple of weeks, but Social Security. And, boy, you want to take a big piece of this pie, and we talk about how this whole retirement planning thing is a lot of pieces of different things. This is a huge part.
It is. It is. And, you know, and this Tuesday, tomorrow, it will be the 83rd year since Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act and put everything into place. And so when FDR created this program, he wanted a program that would truly last, you know, over time and you know, really be there for the disabled, the poor, widows, orphans, and so forth. It wasn't necessarily there to really be our retirement, but that's what it's evolved into, is a big piece of our retirement. Because, you know, families back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, you'd have, you know, a husband and wife. And, you know, it's still the same today, where us guys, we're the ones that tend to pass away first. And when that happened back then, a lot of families had pensions, and or the husband just worked until he couldn't anymore and had an income coming in. And so that Social Security was there to help replace the income that the husband generated or the pension that he had and so forth. So it was there for those widows and orphans, because life expectancy, guys would, you know, live to be 55, 60 years old, work up to that point, and then kick the bucket.
Sure.
Just didn't last long. So now it's certainly evolved. So when it comes to claiming and calculating Social Security, it can be confusing. You know, there are a lot of different ways to do it. We hear about all the, you know, I have families come in all the time just thinking that, well, Kyle, I'm gonna take my benefit when I retire, or I'm gonna take it at 65 or 66 or whatever, and they just base it off of the little bit of information that's out there. There's not a lot out there, because the only thing we've ever been given is just those doggone Social Security statements.
Sure.
And that's it. And you know, with that, we used to get them every year. Now, in I believe it's been a little bit since I looked this up, but I think once you get to age 60, you start getting those statements every year. If you're under age 60, then they send them out every 5 years, something like that.
Okay.
And so we don't get them every year, but you and I were talking about it before we went on air, Scott, that, you know, those statements can be misleading, that not everyone understands how they work. So we'll hit on some of that today, but, you know, there's so much to it. And like you said, this is kind of just a piece of the pie, but it's a huge piece of the pie.
Yeah.
You know, if I've got a family that has, you know, $40,000 a year, husband and wife, you know, that amount of money coming in from Social Security, well, that'd be the equivalent of approximately $1 million lump sum of cash that's invested in generating income off of it. So, you know, it is a piece that you certainly want to get right. You need to get it right, because if you mess it up, you're probably going to leave, you know, a single person or a married couple, $100,000 or $200,000 on the table.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned pensions. Just curiosity question. That seemed like that was a good deal for us people,
right,
if you had a pension. Why did companies get away from having pensions, you think?
The cost and the risk,
okay.
Two of them, two reasons. So, you know, you look at it, it's simply an overhead expense that companies had. You know, if you're an employee there and you know, you might have an employer that matches a portion of your 401k, and maybe they put in an extra $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 per year. But in a pension, to create that kind of income, you know, they were spending more. Maybe they were spending $6,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 per year mm-hmm. in today's dollars to fund a pension for you down the road to give you a guaranteed income. So that cost, and then, you know, when you sign the dotted line as an employee, and now I'm obligating myself as an employer to contribute, to say, I'm going to put $10,000 a year into this pension fund for mm-hmm. you, Scott. Well, what if down the road I can't afford to do that, and you're working for me at ABC company, but XYZ company is right next door, and they do the same thing, and they're going to say, well, your company's taking away benefits, and the other one over here, we will provide that benefit. You're going to hop over there.
Right.
Right. So, you know, it's the cost, the risk, the obligation, all that. They got away from that. They went to 401ks. So rather than, you know, retirement plans that your employer was funding, now it's a retirement plan that you fund, and they'll throw in a few bucks to help out and make it look a little bit better. But, you know, that cost was weighing those companies down, that's for sure.
Sure.
And we look at the auto industry, I think it's a great example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they provide all, you know, these great pensions they have over the years, mm-hmm. and we look at how hurt they've been financially because of all these obligations that they have, and part of it is that pension system and so forth. And it's a great benefit for the workers, but it does weigh down on the company.
Sure. You know, I also asked you before the show, when you talk with people, where it seems like before they came to you, and if they haven't been with another financial planner, where they got most of their information. And you said a lot of times just from a friend or a relative that's just maybe gotten their Social Security recently, so they tell them what they should do.
Right.
Probably not the advice you want to just bank everything on, right?
No. You know, you think about, here's how I would take financial advice. Don't do what your friend is doing, because it's a lot like your health. If you go to a doctor, Scott, and I go to a doctor, you have a completely different health situation, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, whatever,
right.
than
just,
I do.
Just
because you're taking a Tylenol or taking something doesn't mean I should be taking it.
Right.
Right? Financially, we should apply those same principles where you have your own financial situation, I've got my financial situation, and they're much different in terms of our assets, our taxes, our liabilities, mm-hmm. our life expectancy, all the risks that we're taking on. You have a different lifestyle than I've got, and so forth. There are a lot of factors that we want to take into this.
Right.
You know, when it comes to, you know, what age is your spouse? What's the age difference? Do you have a pension? There are all kinds of things that we need to take into account. So just because your brother-in-law takes Social Security today doesn't mean that you need to.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one message to really get across today is everybody's situation is different. And that's why it's critical that you have this, you know, free consultation that you give away to sit with someone and spend an hour, hour and a half of your time, mm-hmm. an hour and a half of their time, just to figure out, you know, really where they are and what's best for them, because there's probably no two plans that you've ever done that are identical.
No, they're all different. The conversations are different. You know, identifying what risks do you have, what do you want to accomplish, and so forth, and we're going to design a plan, you know, based on that. So I look at what I do as more of a chef. We're going to design something that fits exactly what you're looking for versus me being a line cook where everybody comes in and gets the exact same thing.
Sure. Once again, Kyle O'Dell is with us. OWRSfirm.com is their number, and 303-780-7350. So, you know, we've mentioned a lot of times there's 567 ways yep. you said to do that. So, needless to say, boy, you can't go through and break down every one of those, you know, in time that we have here. So, what do those conversations look like when you're sitting with someone to try to figure out, you know, where to get started with all that?
Yep. So, what I find, Scott, you know, many people, you know, they leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table by claiming too soon or not coordinating those benefits with other assets and their spouse and what their spouse has going on. So there are a lot of things we want to take into account there. You know, are you and your spouse close in age? Is there a big age difference? What does your health situation look like? What does the health of your spouse look like? I'll give you a real quick example here. You know, if I take someone that has, let's say, a lot of assets, and what I mean by that, let's say seven figures in just cash, investable assets, and so forth. if I look at their situation, a lot of times they have a tax situation where down the road they're going to have a tax problem a lot of times, or an issue. They're going to have a thorn in their side in terms of they've built up all this money in 401ks and IRAs, and they're living on Social Security and maybe a pension, but they're not withdrawing from those IRAs. And what's going to happen is when they get to 70 and a half years old, they're going to have a required minimum distribution come out of there, an amount that they have to withdraw. And when you add that on top of Social Security and other income, now you have more income coming in than you want. Now, most of us would sit here and think, well, sign me up.
That's a good problem.
Yeah. Right. It's what we refer to as the good problem. So don't complain about it. But you're going to have a tax issue, you know, in that you're having to withdraw more than you want, meaning that you're having to have a bigger tax bill at the end of the year than you want. So with that, what we need to do there a lot of times is if we're going to retire at 65, so between 65 and 70, maybe we need to spend some of those assets, spend that 401k down a little bit, and then flip Social Security on so that we don't have quite the tax problem. Now let's go to the opposite end of that. Let's say I have someone that doesn't really have, that really hasn't built up a lot of assets, and now they want to retire and turn Social Security on. Well, just like the first person, we rarely want to take Social Security before what's called our full retirement age, which for most of it's going to be between age 66 and 67. There's almost no reason to ever take your Social Security before 66 or 67 other than health. If you have poor health, the doctor said, you know what, you've got an issue here. I don't expect you to live right. 6 months or 3 years or whatever that may be, or your life expectancy is just much shorter, then that's certainly a different conversation. Outside of that, in general, there's no reason to take it before that full retirement age because you need to get that benefit built up. So if I look at that situation and say, okay, I've got someone that has not built up a lot of assets, again, they should not take it early. Retirement is not an age. It's about your financial health. Mm-hmm. So maybe we do need to work another year or two to get those guaranteed benefits and increases in Social Security to build that up a little bit more. And so whether you have a lot of assets or very few assets, there's almost no reason to take that benefit before your full retirement age.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with Kyle O'Dell. If you've got any questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Social Security and give you some great things to think about. Once again, Kyle offers a free consultation. Give him a call, 303-780-7350.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse...
Watch it! Watch out!
During the moments of a serious accident, you aren't thinking about who is at fault.
Oh no. What if I never see my family again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my wife say I love you again?
Quick, open your Christmas gift.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second while you're in a car accident, you are only thinking about the most important things in life.
Is everyone okay?
After you've been in an accident, call the law offices of Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886. They'll help to determine who is at fault, what to tell the insurance company, and who will help pay your hospital bills so you can get back to thinking about the important things.
Merry Christmas to all. I love you all so much.
That's the law offices of Flesh and Beck, 303-806-8886.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We're here with Kyle O'Dell. And Kyle, before we go any further, you had a little giveaway you wanted to do for us. So tell us a little bit about that.
We do. You know, at our office, Scott, we've got a Social Security booklet that really answers a lot of the basic questions about how Social Security works, you know, whether, you know, if you're still working, how much income can you earn if you want to take your Social Security benefit, you know, what are the different ways to file and so forth. It really covers a lot of the basics. It's a 9-page booklet.
Okay.
And I really, you know, I give it to some people. Some people will come in my office and say, Kyle, hey, you know, I've got a bunch of questions. I'll hand them that booklet and they'll look at it for 5 minutes and they'll be like, Kyle has answered all 8 questions I had. This is it. This is what I was looking for. So it's a fantastic booklet. We're going to give away 5 of those today.
All right.
So anybody that calls our office, they can call 303-780-7350 and we'll give you that booklet. Just call and ask for either Peggy or Kelly, either one, and they'll get your name and email address and they'll email that over to you.
Good deal. Appreciate that. All right, now let's, you know, we've talked about the husband and wife outliving the husband probably, or women generally living longer. So when you sit down with a couple and maybe the wife's older than the husband, which mm-hmm. happens sometimes too,
right.
I mean, what is all that decision-making going on there, you know, with a married couple?
Yep. There are a lot of factors in here. And, you know, and Social Security, you know, it calculates payments to cover your expected lifespan. For men at 62, the claiming decision is especially important for men that are married because they tend, you know, women tend to outlive us guys. So, unfortunately, men too often make the retirement they take that retirement benefit that looks best now, even if it reduces the future benefit for their spouse, you know. And a lot of times, you know, if we just look at it in general, a lot of times, you know, maybe let's call it more than 50% of the time, the guy has, you know, men have a greater income maybe than their wife. Now, not always, that's certainly shifting, but I'm just talking in general terms here. So, you know, when we look at that, a lot of times the guy will want to take that benefit and he'll tell me, hey, Kyle, you know, I want to take this because what if I pass away tomorrow? What if I pass away in the next couple of years, you know, that I didn't get anything out of this? Well, the benefit that we want to max out, if it's the guy's in this case, we want to max his benefit out for the spouse. What he needs to understand is it's not for him. It's for his wife because on average, women outlive men by 14 years. 14 years. So if we look at a husband or wife or a couple out there, it doesn't matter who, the benefit that we want to make sure that we really focus on to get the most out of and so forth is the higher benefit. Who has the higher benefit in the relationship? That's the one we want to focus on because the surviving spouse is going to end up with that benefit. The smaller benefit typically goes away. So, and on average, like we said, you know, women outlive us men by 14 years. So that's really the one to focus on. That's one of the biggest mistakes, you know, that I see is turning on those benefits early, especially the larger benefit if someone activates it too early.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, a mistake here, I mean, you're talking, like you said, tens of thousands of dollars.
It can be. It can be.
People can actually lose.
Yeah. You know, when someone comes in my office, we'll run a Social Security analysis for them. And, you know, I'll run it. You tell me how and when you want to file. Great. You know, and we'll run it based on, you know, all the factors that we look at it. And usually for a married couple, it's $180,000 to $200,000, $220,000 difference over their lifetime in the Social Security payout, you know. And, you know, there are all kinds of ways to file. You know, if you're married, But you, let's say we have a spouse that didn't work really, you know, that the in terms of a job, but maybe they stayed home and they took care of the kids, which is a full-time job in itself for sure. So, you know, when in that case, you know, when you get to age 66 or whatever your full retirement is, then you can file for half of your spousal benefit. Mm-hmm. You know, if your spouse is getting $2,000, then approximately you can get about half of that, which is $1,000. So even if you didn't work, you can retire or you can claim that spousal benefit. You know, Social Security, it's based on your top 35 years of earnings. That's what goes into the formula. Okay. I hear a lot of different opinions out there about how it's calculated,
but that's the truth.
The Social Security Administration doesn't use an opinion to make the calculation. Right, right. It's a math formula, and that math formula is based on your top 35 years of working. If you did work, what you need to do is the Social Security Administration is they're looking for the number of that you worked for 10 years. They're looking at 40 different quarters, technically, is what they're looking at. Did you work 10 years in your life?
Right.
If so, then you would qualify for a benefit. And there are a lot of benefits. You know, it depends on your situation where if you were married and divorced and you were married for at least 10 years, you may have an ex-spousal benefit that you qualify for. If your spouse passed away, there's a widow benefit. So there are a lot of different benefits that you might, you know, qualify for. But when I look at Social Security, financially, the chief risk today comes from not dying too soon, but from living too long and running out of money. Mm-hmm. We're living longer and longer and longer. You know, all my great grandparents all passed away in their early 70s, and now their kids, which are my grandparents, they're all late 80s.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Happy, healthy, running around, you know, all that. So, you know, we're living longer and longer. So the chief risk that you have is living too long and running out of money, not dying too soon. So, and since everyone's circumstances are different, there's no set answer to the questions of when I should file for one specific person. I can't give a blanket answer to everyone. So what I always encourage everyone to do is arm yourself with knowledge, learn about your options, make sure you understand the benefits and the requirements of the program, including disability benefits, survivor benefits, spousal benefits. There are a lot, like we talked about, for a married couple, approximately 567 different avenues for filing. So Social Security, it's been a successful program for many years and, you know, has generally met FDR's original goals and provided security and prosperity for, you know, a wide range of citizens over the years. And Social Security promises to continue being a valuable part of our economy. You know, and that's probably one of the big misconceptions also that I hear all the time is, well, that thing's, what if it runs out tomorrow? Well, there's more money going into it than going out.
Right.
It's not set to have any issues or problems for another approximately 16, 17 years. So, you know, for that generation that's already retired or right on the cusp of it, you know, I really wouldn't worry about it. You know, and to really use this program correctly, you have to have sound knowledge of the program and of your own circumstances. You know, and always remember that the Social Security Administration, they're always available for answers. You can always set an appointment with them. But an important piece to understand there, when you set an appointment with Social Security Administration, their employees tend to be very good at what they do. They're very knowledgeable.
But they're not going to do what?
They're prohibited from giving advice.
Right.
So they can't say, hey, Scott, you know what? Based on your age and your assets and your health and all these other factors, this is actually when you should file because, and this would be the difference in benefits that you would receive and all that. The only thing that they can do is they can answer a lot of your questions. But they can only say, hey, Scott, based on today, mm-hmm. here's how you should file.
Right.
That's it. You know, they can't look at all your other assets.
Let's be honest. They really don't care. They're just
probably not. There are 40 other people that they're going to talk to today.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So used properly, Social Security is a key part of your own security. You know, so you've got to start it off on the right foot by understanding why and when and how to begin taking it because it's such a vital part of what you're going to do over your retirement.
Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't really discuss this before the show, but I want to touch on this real quick because I think anytime we talk about seniors, we talk about Social Security, we talk about going to websites, there are a million scams out there.
Yep.
And man, people have to be careful. You know, we always say, you know, there's a lot of IRS scams where they call and say they're going to arrest you and all the different things.
Yeah.
First of all, Social Security office is probably never going to call you to verify your Social Security number or any of that stuff. So are there any little tips that you've got when it comes to, you know, scams like that that can happen?
You know, I heard about one yesterday. I'm not going to name the person's name, but yesterday when I was at NBC, one of the employees there, I was talking with him, and, you know, he had told me that about a situation the night before, on Saturday evening, where his parents had locked themselves out of their house and called a locksmith. The locksmith said, so he came out and got him in the house, but then said, and this is an elderly couple, and he has some dementia problems and issues and things, so it's a really tough situation. He said that, look, you need to change all the locks in your house, and I'm going to do that for you right now, and I'll do this under the table, so I won't tell the company, you can just pay me cash. And he charged them $1,000 to change out the locks on their house. Whoa. Took advantage of them. You know, and then, of course, their son finds out about it and tries to call the company the next day, and the phone number won't work, none of this stuff, right? I mean, it is a really sad situation. You know, families, unfortunately, get taken advantage of in so many different ways out there. And that's why, you know, as a firm, we always operate under that fiduciary standard, because that's a license I hold. But it's, you know, someone calls you to say, hey, I want to verify some information, whether they say that I'm from the IRS, or I'm from the Social Security Administration, or I'm from the Better Business Bureau, or anything. If they're wanting any information from you, you're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah. Right? Over the last couple of years, I've had a few calls. I'm going, okay, I'll verify it. Yeah. They go, what's your phone number? And I said, no, verifying means you tell me, and then I'll verify it.
Yeah.
And man, that conversation lasts very short.
Right. Exactly. Please don't ever just... always have your guard up and understand that it's better to be, I mean, I'm a very optimistic person, Scott, and I know you are too, just your personality, right? But there are times where we should be maybe a little more, I don't know about pessimistic, but just have our guard up, and understand that, unfortunately, it will amaze you what people will do out there for money to try and take advantage of you. So always have your guard up, and just don't ever give out any information via email, text message, phone, anything like that. Verify that person before you give it to them.
Absolutely. Once again, Kyle Alford, if you just joined us, a great Social Security kind of a little pamphlet. It's going to answer some great questions about Social Security. He's given away 5 copies of that, so call his office now. Ask for Kelly. There at 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350, and they will get that to you. So, and again, the website is owrsfirm.com. Last minute, I mean, we've been doing this show a long time together now, and man, it seems every day you love what you do, and I think that's important for you to be a benefit to us. But, I mean, what do you love the most about it?
You know, I think the best part is... when somebody comes into my office and, you know, and they're on that cusp of retirement and they're, you know, think, Kyle, we're coming in to know, do we have a green light? Can we retire in 6 months or next year or whatever that is? You know, have we saved properly? Have we done the right things? And to be able to say, you can retire, and giving them permission to go spend some money. That's the biggest thing. And even when I do that, they still have trouble doing that sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of funny the conversations we have sometimes about, no, you don't understand. Let's take this a step further. You need to go spend some of this money, or we're going to have a tax problem or whatever that may be, right? We need to go spend some. So, you know, I love it when I can, you know, sit down with a family and just verify and say, yeah, you know, you've worked hard all these years. You've saved all this money. Where do you want to go travel?
Right.
You know, and one of the things we've started creating, put together with a lot of our clients, is a travel club, because we have so many clients that love to travel domestically here and RVs, you know, and they love to meet up with other couples and things, you know, and or travel and do those, you know, riverboat cruises and things, and hooking them up and putting them together. Just say, hey, you know, here are 3 other couples that are going in August. You know, you guys ought to talk and, you know, meet up or go on the trip together, because they're just like you, you know, and just watching them just going and having fun, you know, and getting postcards from them that, you know, if they're off in Italy or wherever they're at. And that's the fun part.
They bring you a t-shirt.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Kyle, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Again, Kyle O'Dell, 303-780-7350. Call now. Get your free copy there. Little Social Security questions and things that can help you out. And Kyle offers a free consultation. 303-780-7350. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA. An equal opportunity lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Marie Christine joins me in studio as well. Marie, nice to see you.
Always good to be here, Scott.
We're going to go to the phones and talk to Jess Sorcy. Jess is the metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out that website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Jess, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys.
Well, good, good. Hey, we had a Dr. Maynard on last week, and I know he did his seminar. And then I believe it's tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7:30. They're at 3601 South Clarkson Street at your office there. You're going to be doing your part.
Yep, absolutely. So I'll be talking a little bit about incorporating intermittent fasting to promote health.
Okay, good deal. You know, I had a person asked me over the weekend, listens to the show, and all about, you know, you always hear about, you know, resetting your metabolism and all that. And so is that something that's really possible to do, is, you know, resetting? Because, you know, we all know those people that can eat everything they want, anytime they want, and never gain a pound. And we all hate those people, but anyway. And then, you know, we can go out and eat one meal and you get on the scale and, you know, you gain 5 pounds. It's like, I didn't eat 5 pounds. How'd I gain 5 pounds? But is it something that you can really reset your metabolism?
Yeah, I think it can be a great way to just kickstart any weight loss program. So, you know, it changes the way the body is going to react to some of those foods. It gives your digestive system a break in between eating, and can also just promote more fat burning rather than fat storing.
So Jess, Dr. Maynard helped me understand this a little better last week, but I need some more guidance from you here, because when I first heard that Integrated Health Systems was recommending intermittent fasting, I got super confused, because what I've always heard is the healthiest thing to do is eat tiny meals all throughout the day. So you're kind of always eating small, healthy meals. And this seems like the opposite. So what's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, not too long ago, that would have been, you know, what most practitioners were recommending, the small, frequent meals. But the research is really showing, you know, especially in the United States, we are definitely over-consuming food. And there's a lot of research that shows that if you give your, you know, eat in smaller windows, so like a 10-hour window during the day or an 8-hour eating window, that allows your body to recover and rejuvenate, and can also help you cut down on some of those foods that maybe you shouldn't be eating and at times that you shouldn't be eating them.
Yeah, and I guess that makes sense, because it is healthy to actually feel hungry. And for somebody who's just sort of grazing and snacking all day, you kind of are full all the time, and maybe that's not the best for your body.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best. You know, people that snack or graze all day, you know, they tend to have a little bit higher insulin levels and glucose levels, because you're not giving your body time to compensate. So if you're constantly eating, you're constantly raising your glucose and triggering insulin to come into the system. So that's not the best thing.
You know, some of these different fasting type programs are out there. I mean, you know, I've always grown up and people always saying, oh, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Yet, some of the things Dr. Maynard we discussed is, you know, some people skip that breakfast thing. And you, as the kind of nutritionist, metabolic coordinator there, I mean, there is no cookie cutter thing where you just meet with somebody and say, oh, okay, you do this program, because everybody's different. And that's why it's great to have that one-on-one coaching with you, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, fasting and intermittent fasting is not something that, you know, we would recommend someone just starts doing. We would definitely work with them and lead them into kind of doing some different fasting protocols, because, you know, you have to have your blood sugar in line and your diet in line before just jumping into something like that.
Yeah. And Jess, I like that word you and Scott were using, reset, and how you mentioned, you know, intermittent fasting can sort of kickstart a more healthy habit. So for me, I over the weekend, I was in San Diego visiting some family, and I don't know if it's just San Diego or anytime you go on a trip, but I just stuffed my face with amazing food the whole weekend. And by the time I got back, I was ready for a reset. And, you know, I probably did do that intermittent fasting thing after I got back, just sort of without meaning to just sort of let myself digest all that junk I'd eaten, get in a new mindset. Is that kind of what you're thinking here?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really great way to use it. So, you know, it just kind of gives your body a break. But, you know, I was up in the mountains over the weekend and, you know, kind of ate off of my plan and did have a little bit of wine. And so, you know, today I did a 16-hour fast between last night and I just ate before jumping on with you guys. So that's a great way to just kind of calm the body back down and just kind of get back on track after doing something like that.
And it's encouraging, too, because, you know, just because you had one weekend where you were quote unquote bad or off your plan doesn't mean that it has to, you know, ruin your whole holiday season. You can still get back on track again.
Yeah. And intermittent fasting is a great way to be able to, you know, quote unquote, indulge a little bit in the holidays, but then keep yourself on track. So if you do tend to overeat somewhere, then, you know, maybe incorporating some intermittent fasting through the holiday season will help you, you know, not gain that extra 7 to 8 pounds that they claim happens over the holidays, but maybe, you know, keep it 3 or 4 pounds.
So it's again, we recommend it, and you mentioned about getting some blood work anytime before you start something like this. What are some of those things, you know, in the blood that you're really checking just before you say, hey, yeah, you're healthy enough and everything's good to get on some kind of program like this?
I think looking at, you know, definitely somebody's glucose levels. I think one of the things that I really watch out for is somebody that either has really high glucose levels or really low glucose levels. Because, you know, if you already have low glucose and then we start intermittent fasting, it naturally is going to lower that glucose even more. Mm-hmm. So maybe they need to work on stabilizing their blood sugar before doing something like this. And then if you have high glucose or like a type 2 diabetic, you know, that's where you have to be careful, because if their glucose is really high and then you jump into intermittent fasting too quick, you can drive down those glucose levels really fast. And then sometimes they can have some symptoms from that. So really, I recommend that, you know, we run those markers, kind of see where they're at, look at their glucose, their insulin, their hemoglobin A1C, and then just make sure that they're stable enough to start transitioning towards doing that. And I usually start pretty slow with our patients and doing kind of like a couple months to really progress them into that more fasting lifestyle.
Right. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. Tomorrow night, December 4th, from 6:30 to 7:30 at 3601 South Clarkson Street, there at their office at Suite 410. It is absolutely free. All you got to do is come. So this is a great, great deal to help you really take charge of your health and your diet before all the holidays. I mean, not before all the holidays hit, but really here before this string of probably Christmas parties and a lot of different things there. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, and reserve your ticket today. And it's absolutely no charge.
You know, I was just talking to somebody here in the office, Scott, who starts their New Year's resolution December 1st instead of January 1st to sort of get a kickstart on everybody else and have that fresh mindset going into Christmas. Yeah. I thought that was kind of a good idea.
It is a good idea. So, Jess, as we said, there's a lot of different programs, and, you know, you guys probably try to pick which program you think your client can do. But are some of these where you always recommend, you know, drinking some water or some type of juice or something intermittently just to kind of keep that hydration? Or are there literally some where you don't eat or drink anything for a number of hours?
We definitely, there are some fasts called dry fasting where people would not take in any liquids or any food. That's not something that we promote in our clinic, but we would promote more kind of the fasting with water. Even doing some black coffee during that process is okay, or herbal teas, but we'd stay away from anything that's going to spike glucose levels or anything that the body has to break down.
Right.
And you were mentioning you always check glucose before having somebody start one of these programs. What about blood pressure? Does that play into it?
Yeah, blood pressure could definitely be a factor. Sometimes what you'll see is some people that have low glucose will have low blood pressure, and that can alert us to maybe an adrenal issue. And some of these intermittent fasting programs, you know, it is a form of stress on the body. So if they're presenting with lower blood pressure, then that might be kind of a red flag that they might not be ready to take on that kind of stress.
Hmm. Yeah, makes sense. And what do you see? So let's say somebody is a good candidate, you know, their glucose levels aren't totally askew, they're pretty healthy going into this. What do you see as far as overall benefits as somebody does this fasting over a long period of time?
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits for, you know, obviously weight and weight management. There's a lot of research on brain function. Lots of our patients talk about just a clearer mind, better memory, increased energy. You know, metabolism, all sorts of good stuff. There's, you know, more long-term fasts. There's a lot of research on, you know, helping with cancer and autoimmune conditions. So, you know, there's some very basic benefits that you'll see. And then there's some more prolonged benefits that you would see if you are dealing with someone with some pretty chronic health issues.
So is this something that you do once a month, once a quarter, once every 6 months? I mean, how do you go about setting up if someone says, hey, you know, I want this to be a new lifestyle. I don't want this just to be something I do to drop 10 or 12 pounds. You know, I really want to make this change. How do you figure out what's healthy there to do throughout the whole year?
That's where, you know, we definitely take a thorough history and kind of get the patient's goals and ideas in mind. I think, you know, it's perfectly healthy to be doing a 16-hour fast every day. Obviously the person needs to be, you know, worked up to make sure they can handle that. But then other ways you can go about doing it, I mean, there's endless ways to do it. You can do, you know, more of a 16-hour fast a couple days a week, or you can do one 24-hour fast during the week. So it's really, it's kind of the sky's the limit with this, and you can start slow and then slowly increase and progress through the different fasting states.
Well, and something Dr. Maynard was telling us last week, what sounds like you're backing that up too, Jess, is, you know, 16 hours may sound like a lot, but if you think about maybe you go to bed early the night before, and then you just skip breakfast the next morning. I mean, you're 16 hours, most of it you're asleep. So you're not going to be hurting too much as far as being, you know, feeling like you're starving to death,
just
right?
Just stay in bed 16
yeah.
hours.
I mean,
yeah,
that sounds
absolutely.
Nice, but...
Ambien.
And that's my, yeah, that's my favorite fasting window because, you know, I have to be here at the office really early. And sometimes getting that breakfast to go is really difficult. So, you know, if I'm going to fast, then I just do that 16-hour fast. I'll eat dinner the night before, and then I usually fast till about noon or one the next day. And then I don't even have to worry about dealing with breakfast.
I guess I shouldn't scold my husband for skipping breakfast. Maybe he's doing this on purpose.
Maybe he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Again, yep. Jess Sorcy is with us. She's a metabolic coordinator. Integrated Health Systems is the company. You can check out their website for all they do, integratedhealthdenver.com. Once again, they've done part one with this, kind of the power in fasting, different types of fasting, and then Jess is going to be doing her side of this seminar tomorrow night, Tuesday, December 4th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 3601 South Clarkson Street, and that's in Englewood. All you have to do, it's free of charge. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. Just mention you heard Jess here on the show, and they'll reserve your free tickets for you there. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical,
you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. We're having a fantastic part two of a seminar and going to be talking a lot about fasting and just different things with nutrition. And Jess is the metabolic coordinator, as I mentioned there, at Integrated Health Systems. This is a free deal. All you got to do is show up. I promise you it's worth an hour of your time. 303-781-5617. Just give them a call. They'll reserve your seat for you. And it's going to be a good night to get on, kickstart on your health.
Yeah, you know, Scott, when you say it's worth an hour of your time, I mean, Jess was just telling us just a few of the benefits of this intermittent fasting, and that goes for everything Integrated Health does. I mean, a clear mind, better energy levels, faster metabolism. You can maybe prevent cancer. You can help with, you know, if you have some sort of a chronic health issue going into it. I mean, sure. Our health tends to be at the bottom of our list. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't that be number one? Yeah. Isn't it worth it?
I mean, we usually don't focus on it till something's wrong. Yeah,
exactly.
And we can prevent that maybe.
Now, Jess, we're talking about just your overall health and specifically these fasting recommendations you have for your diet. Now, this is a very competitive field. There are a lot of chiropractors out there, a lot of dietitians, a lot of nutritionists. What sets Integrated Health Systems apart?
I think what sets Integrated Health Systems apart is definitely the fact that we look at the full body. So, you know, it isn't just having someone come in to work on their gut or to work on concussion rehab. We're really kind of combining all of those networks together. So we're taking a full look at somebody's brain function and their metabolic system to help them, you know, meet their goals.
If there's anything we've learned from Dr. Stedman and Jess and the whole team there, it's that what you eat affects all of your body.
Sure does.
Absolutely.
So Jess, when you guys are looking at these different programs and, boy, you go into bookstores, I mean, man, there's books on everything and everybody's got their secret success way to lose weight and get healthy and all that. I mean, how do you go about picking? Do you just go through some of these different fasting programs and that person goes, oh, I know I can't do that, but I think I could do that. Is that how you kind of go about picking it out?
You know, we tend to not start patients right out the door on fasting. So, you know, for example, if we have an autoimmune patient in the office, fasting can be very therapeutic and helps with the immune function. But we would definitely kind of get them started with care and addressing some of those other, you know, issues that are going on. And then kind of the second part of care, transition them more into some fasting if that seems to be a fit. But, you know, these, we don't include fasting in every single person that comes in the office. It's more of a, you know, at-need basis for people that we think that it would be very therapeutical.
Do you have maybe an example that comes to mind, Jess, of a particular patient where you did incorporate fasting into their overall health plan and they just really benefited from it?
Yeah, I actually worked with a lady on her digestive system, and, you know, we just couldn't get on top of it. We were doing everything we could. And so I recommended that she do, you know, a 4-day bone broth fast where all she was taking in was water and bone broth for 4 days. And that was really helpful in that the bone broth is very healing to the digestive system, as well as it kind of cooled down her her digestive system in the way that it didn't have to break down foods all day. And that really helped us get to that next level of care. So that would, you know, doing something like that where we incorporate it more short term to kind of get, you know, on top of something. And then we would slowly add foods back in and, you know, see what her digestive system could handle.
Yeah, and that's kind of going back to that concept of resetting, not just your gut, but your whole body. And does that, with the bone broth and the resetting, does that kind of have to do with maybe the inflammation levels in her body too?
Yes, definitely. So bone broth's really good at healing some of that inflammation that occurs in the gut and can cause leaky gut, as we know, or sometimes you'll hear it referred to as intestinal permeability. So the nutrients in that bone broth can help cool down that inflammation, which takes a lot of those digestive symptoms away.
Well, and I'm just picturing your body, you know, if you have a lot of inflammation in your body, it's been freaking out, so to speak, for quite a while. And to just eliminate all those inflammatory foods sort of lets you relax a little internally.
Yep.
So how often do cleanses come into this? You know, that's a big thing, too, for people to do cleanses and all. So there's a difference between cleansing and fasting. So, I mean, how do you figure out maybe if it's a cleanse that someone should go on?
That's where we really look at their individualized blood work. And that can tell you, you know, if they're having, you know, liver sluggishness from being exposed to toxins, and we would look at doing more of a liver detox. If they're looking to lose weight and just kind of get on top of some of their health, we might be looking at more fasting or both. I mean, sometimes what I'll do is I'll just completely overhaul a lot of our patients, work on their liver for about 6 weeks. And then that second phase, then we can start incorporating more intermittent fasting and some other things to get on top of things like digestive issues or brain function or energy, or to help progress them through to their weight loss goals.
Once again, this is going to be a great seminar. It's tomorrow night, Tuesday, December 4th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. right at Integrated Health Systems office, 3601 South Clarkson Street, Suite 410. All you have to do is call their office. It is a free ticket. They're not charging for this, and they could absolutely do so because you're getting the best of the best here with Jess as their metabolic coordinator. 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Jess, last question real quick. On the, you know, when you do blood work, and I actually sent Dr. Stedman a message today, said I'm going to come by and pick up a deal to go get mine done this week and just kind of see, because it's been a while. But is that something that people should do probably minimum once a year just to stay on top of things?
Yeah, I think once a year, getting, you know, some fresh blood work run, come in and get a workup and kind of, you know where things are at. And then that gives you guidance on, you know, what do you need to work on for the next few months with your health? Do you need to work on thyroid function? Do you need to work on your digestive system? Do you need to do a cleanse because you've been exposed to, you know, a little more toxins than you had thought? Those are all things that we can pick up in some of that blood work and kind of guide them through. Okay, these are the next steps you need to take to maintain health.
And there's so much involved in your diet. That's where you need not just an expert like Jess, but a whole team of experts at Integrated Health Systems.
Trust me, there's a lot involved in my diet, except vegetables.
The hardest thing they've ever had.
Jess, hey, we appreciate it. I hope you have a great seminar there tomorrow night, and we'll look forward to our next visit with you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Call now, 303-781-5617. Just mention you heard Jess on Haystack Help Radio. It's tomorrow night, December 4th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., 3601 South Clarkson. Marie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Our helpline is there for you as well, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.